The welfare-to-work caseload has skyrocketed in the last 2 years. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the cash benefit caseload has gone up 73% since January of 2001. The Department of Workforce Development came before the Joint Finance Committee looking for some $2 million to meet demand. The committee approved most of that money. But at the same time, along party lines, members eliminated the governor's $20 million transitional jobs program. Republican Representative Michael Hipsch made the motion.
Recognize that W-2 is facing a structural deficit of as much as $100 million over the next biennium. And in recognition of that, we believe that it is irresponsible to begin a brand new program.
The program would create transitional subsidized private sector jobs for W-2 clients. The governor put it in his budget. Joint Finance took it out. Then the governor restored it with the stroke of his veto pen. Representative Hipsch.
That is clearly in direct contrast of what the legislature voted on. We clearly stated we were not going to move forward with that program, and yet through a very creative veto, he is, and now through a demonstration project, he's moving forward with a program that the legislature has voted against.
Jim Doyle's office says the governor is very concerned, calling the Republicans' actions incredibly short-sighted. Press Secretary Dan Leistikow.
It's unfortunate that they'd be playing political games with a program that's important to a lot of families who are trying to make it off of welfare and into the world of work.
Leistikow says the governor's job program is designed to help the state's economy.
The transitional jobs program is a great idea. It says let's help people move off of the welfare W-2 programs and into real jobs with real employers and real responsibilities and allow them to take advantage of the federal earned income tax credit, which puts $4,000 into their pockets.
Committee members who voted to dump the program say they want to see separate legislation before they reconsider funding it. The governor is said to be considering his next move. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.